Amen. So this week we come to message six, the church in Sardis. And actually in Greek, Sardis means the remains, the remainder or restoration. And this restoration is referring to its restoring process from the condition of the church in Thyatira. And, you know, as we've seen last week, the church in Thyatira is, you know, referring to the world, right? It's the church that was married to the world. So, actually, maybe if we can read the Roman numeral 1 together. Does everyone have
page
103. Actually, before that, maybe we can enter into the scripture reading. So, can everyone turn to Revelation 3:1-6?
To the messenger of the church in Sardis write, these names say to him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works, that you have a name that you are living, and yet you are dead. Because of God's will and established the things which remain, which were about to die, for I have found none of your works completed before my God. Remember therefore how you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. If therefore you will not watch, I will come as a thief, and you shall by no means know at what hour I will come upon you. But you have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white because they are worthy. He who overcomes will be clothed thus in white garments, and I shall by no means erase his name out of the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Amen. So, as you can see, the church in Sardis prefigures the Protestant church. Amen. So, can we read Roman numeral 1 and then 2 together? Amen. 1.
As the Sardis church in Sardis prefigures the Protestant church, from the time of the Reformation to the second coming of Christ.
2.
I know your works, that you have a name that you are living, and yet you are dead.
Right, so actually, many have considered the Reformed Protestant church to be living, but in the eyes of God, you know, the Lord says that actually there's no life, that she is dead, and is living in name only. So, I think, actually, in relation to us, you know, in our practical experience, in our spiritual experiences, this could also apply to us, too. Because even though we are saints in the recovery, actually, we may still be part of the church in Sardis, in the sense that, you know, we may be dead or have lost the vitality of life. So I think in this respect, we need to be watchful. Amen. And then I think a good practical point is under point C. So maybe we can read that together under Roman numeral 2.
Roman what?
2. Roman numeral 2. Yeah.
We surely do not want to be in the condition of the church of Sardis. We want to be living and active in gospel preaching. in nourishing the new ones, in perfecting the saints, and in prophesying to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Right. We all need to prophesy.
Yes.
Amen.
To build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And then in day two, can we read Romans 3 together?
This means that I see he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.
Right. So here the seven spirits enable the church to be intensely living, and the seven stars enable her to be intensely shining.
Amen.
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 And then B says the dead Reformed Church needs the sevenfold intensified spirit of God and the shining leaders.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. So we need the shining.
Amen.
Amen. From the sevenfold intensified spirit of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. So, I think, actually, can we read C together too? Yeah. That's good. Amen.
The sevenfold intensified spirit can never be replaced by the dead letters of knowledge.
Amen. So, I think what I got from this is, you know, on the one hand, although it is good to be well equipped with the high truth and the peak of divine revelation, but actually, I think more importantly, it's that we need to have life. We need to gain life and be living.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it's definitely even better to have both. Amen. Amen. Can we read 4 together?
I have none of your works completed before my God.
Amen. A.
In the eyes of God, there is nothing completed in the so-called Reformed churches. Everything has a beginning without an end.
Amen. Amen. And then C together.
The Reformation did not bring the church back to the beginning. It only caused the world church to become the state churches.
And then Roman number 5 together.
If therefore you will not watch, I will come as a thief, and you shall by no means know at what hour I will come upon you.
Amen. Right. We all need to pray that we'll be ready in the hour that the Lord comes back.
Amen.
Oh, that we may be mature enough to be raptured.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
And then I think point C under this Roman rule really struck me. It says that only those who are matured in life and transformed in their soul will be precious enough for the Lord to steal.
Amen.
So we all need to pray that that we will be mature enough, that we will be precious enough in the eyes of the Lord, so that when He comes back, that we will be raptured.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can we read Romans 6 together?
You have a few days in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they will walk with me in life because they are worthy.
Amen. And then B under that.
Our lungs are in speech particularly sustained and with deadness. The defiled garments indicate the presence of death or the absence of life.
Amen. And then 1 under that.
As before God and sin.
Right. Yeah, I was pretty touched by this point. So at first, I didn't exactly understand what this meant. But yesterday morning, during the morning revival time, you know, I was pretty touched by one of the sisters sharing. You know, she gave the example of the casino. So actually, like, if you consider, you know, if you go to the casino and, you know, you may have, you know, bet some money, and then, but actually, if you're well aware of it and you confess later on, then that's better than actually going to the meeting full of deadness.
Right.
And actually, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, He abhors the deadness more than sin.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can we receive together?
Those who have not defiled their garments will walk with the Lord in white.
Amen. Amen. So what does it mean to walk in white garments? Amen. It says in 3 that to walk in white garments is to have a living that is unspotted by death and approved in life by the Lord.
Amen.
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 And then maybe we can read 7 together.
He who overcomes will be clothed us in white garments.
Amen. Amen. So in C it says that every Christian needs 2 garments. And this first garment is referring to the garment of salvation. And this garment of salvation actually comes from, you know, the story of the prodigal son. When the prodigal son returns to the father, and, you know, the first thing that the father did was to put on the best robe for him. And then in B it says, wearing the best robe, he was justified and approved. This means that he was justified in Christ, and that Christ became his justifying covering. Amen. And then the second garment. Can we read 2 together?
In addition to the garment of justification, we need another garment to make us approved and well pleasing to the Lord.
Amen. So this garment, this is the garment of approvedness of our acceptance, signifying the Christ whom we live out as our subjective righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so maybe now we can open up the time for the saints to share. Amen.
We'll start with 2 minutes each. Can someone help us on the piano? Thank you.
So this week I enjoyed the word Sardis. I never appreciated it much. But Sardis means, obviously means remainder, restoration. But it's also in the very beginning of the outline, it has God's reaction. So Sardis, we should tie the word Sardis, the condition of Sardis, with God's reaction.
Yeah,
God's reaction. So in Thyatira, you have the deepest point of the degradation of the church. So you have darkness. You have many works, but the works are instigated and they're one with Satan himself. So the condition of Thyatira is to be one with Satan.
Yes.
To be one with Satan. But the Lord, so the Lord reacts to this. The Lord reacts to this. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So with the reformers, there was the work of the Holy Spirit to gain the open Bible and to gain justification by faith.
Right.
But we have to, but also, if you look on, but he also says to the church in Sardis, none of your works. So the works in Sardis, the beginning, is to be one with the Holy Spirit. So justification by faith, we have to, through the justification by faith, we have forgiveness of sins, but even more, we're joined to the Lord. Right? So we're brought into an organic union with the Lord. So justification is in Romans 3. But there's an example in Romans 4. The example is Abraham. Abraham is an example of subjective justification. This is in relation to life. This is in relation to life. So two words we go with Sardis. Deadness. And so death and life. He wants us to be living.
Amen.
We go on to completion.
Amen.
We cover the church life.
Amen.
We go on to Philadelphia.
Yes. Amen.
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 I like in verse, day two of this week, it says in Daniel 12:3, "And those who have insight will shine like the shining of the heavenly expanse, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." And in this day, it talks about the seven spirits and the seven stars. And it shows us that actually the seven spirits are for the supply for the seven stars to make them intensely living and shining. And I enjoyed this day in this verse because it shows us that those who have insight or those who have the spiritual sight will shine. And their shining will be like that of the heavenly expanse, meaning we'll become heavenly. And our shining will be the same shining as that of the heavenly expanse. And the same way it shows us that Christ is the original, he's the real star, right? He's the morning star. But he reproduces himself in those who are shining in the churches as the seven stars. And so in the end, you see that all Christ is doing is replicating himself, reproducing himself, multiplying himself, so that those who are intensely living and shining would have the same expression as him.
Today we will look like the Sardis. At least right now. I actually really admire our brother sharing that the Lord reacts. When the church in the church history, the church condition reached the lowest, God reacts. So the restoration, reformation start. And so this is a good thing. But you can see, we read together, the Lord have to say, to the church in Sardis that you are living only in name, right? And that means there's no life. This church have to be full of life. If we are not full of life, we really just in name, but in reality we are dead. And that's why the Reformation is always cannot complete. You have a beginning and you have a formality. You even can have right, correct teaching, very biblical doctrine, but without life, nothing can be complete. And life is God himself. So if we are today in the church life, if we look from a historical view, church in Philadelphia will follow church in Sardis. And when the church is in the Philadelphia situation, you won't be able to come back to Sardis. But in experience, it's possible. Our church life, if we are not be filled with the life of God, we will be in the situation of death. That's in church in Sardis. Yeah. And today, I believe today the Lord is speaking to us. We really need to look unto this living one. The only God himself is his life. And this is what we need today.
Amen.
Amen.
And so follow that thought, that what we need is life, right? We know that the situation of the church is one of death and worldliness. Now Sardis is a reaction, and it starts the process of recovery. But this recovery was not completed, because without life, you cannot complete anything. And we know that life comes after death. And here in the church life, we're learning to live a life conformed to the death of Christ. Right? That comes at a cost, at a price. Okay? If you have no life, you don't want to pay any price. And therefore, there cannot be a completion. So, here, the Protestant churches, yes, they reacted to the worldliness of Thyatira, and they began. We see that Martin Luther, he went against the Pope, but he was not strong enough to go against Rome. You see, the influence of politics in the Roman Empire was so severe that they couldn't go against them. And then the national churches and the state churches were established. And all these different reactions, because one discovered one thing and then the other one discovered something else. It was like God kept blessing Sardis, but instead of taking that blessing in the form of life, what they, it says here in the life study or in the orthodoxy of the church, that they began to, find something to encapsulate that blessing, and they formed the Baptists, and they formed the Presbyterians, and they formed the Methodists, and they formed this one and that one. So instead of taking that life, you know, and really take that blessing in the form of life, they took it in the way of organization, and they all formed their little blessings, and they made their little blessings, and they put a name on it. And so they were never able to complete. That's why the Lord says that your works, I have found nothing, none of your works completed. There is a price that we need to pay, and that price comes only with the life of Christ.
Amen.
Only the life that has gone through resurrection can be released. It says that his death was a death releasing, what is it, a life releasing death. It released the life of Christ.
Amen.
And so we really need to pay this price.
Amen.
And that's why our sister, he brought us, you know, for you need life, right?
Amen.
When you're dead, you need life.
Amen.
And then you need the shining of the stars.
Amen.
And that's the only way that the works can be completed because of our God.
Amen.
That's right.
Brian, be patient. Okay. So, it's kind of a serious matter. I was actually considering saying, like, tune me out if you're not really up to it, but it's pretty grave, and the young people especially should tune in. So the Church of Sardis is more or less a warning to us, because although, as Sister Virginia was saying, every denomination contributes further to a significant understanding of Scripture, and in their own way, our recovery, as time progressed and they became religious, they all became religious doctrine. They began to value man's word over God's word. They became too sure of themselves and gradually lost their utility to God. Wittesley uses a comparison of a full cup. It's a full at the first generation of recovery, half full of the next, then empty by the second one. We are no better than anyone else. That is to say, we're not immune. I say to the other young people, especially who have grown up in the recovery, that we must take heed to this warning. We are lucky in one sense to know the Bible so well, but that does not make us better. We cannot grow arrogant because despite what has been revealed to us, we are still fallen. For us to become too sure of ourselves and the texts of Witness Lee and Watchman Nee would allow us to become a denomination and entrenched in mere doctrine without knowing spiritual truth. Even if we say that we are not a denomination, if we allow Witness Lee and Watchman Nee to do our thinking for us, we become Witnessians or Watchmanians. Through the irony of it all, it may just become the denominations of anti-denominations.
Mm-hmm.
Witness Lee and Watchman Nee both still have their fallen nature, and Living Street certainly facilitates our understanding of the Bible, but it's not law. Our great challenge is keeping the recovery new and not becoming content in our ways, learning from the mistakes of the Church of Sardis / the Protestant Church, and not allowing the cup to be emptied by the next generation.
So I actually appreciate what Brother Kyle and what Rob brought out. Like, in terms of the church, it can't go back. The church in Philadelphia cannot go back to the church in Sardis. But we still need to draw from the same principles, and we need to see what the church in Sardis, what they underwent, and what were two of the things that they erred on. And one was deadness, and the second was incompleteness. And so one, he said, you had a name that was living, but actually you were dead. And the second, none of your works were ever completed. And so deadness, here it mentions that deadness is in relation to defilement. And so actually, typically we associate defilement with sin. But here in the Church of Sardis, actually defilement is deadness. Deadness is defilement. And so like what Zao brought up, this is totally contrary to our concept. We lose our temper or we get mad at someone. We think, wow, Shepherd just, you know, like, got really mad at John in a meeting. We'd be like, whoa, we would all be shocked, you know, and we would get really bothered in our spirit. But if Shepherd, for one meeting, you know, he just didn't open his mouth, you know, he wasn't in it, he wasn't in the right mood, we'd probably be like, oh, he probably just had a down day, you know, he didn't have enough energy. We would give excuses for death, but not for sin. But here we see in the Old Testament sin, when someone sinned in the Old Testament, Leviticus, they just had an offering, they brought it to the altar, and it was done. The same day, the sin was taken care of. But if someone was in contact with something dead, or someone beside him died, they would have to go outside the camp for 7 days.
Right.
So really, in the eyes of God, death is way more defiling than sin. So I was convicted when Brother Kyle said, yeah, we need to open our mouths. we don't want to have a name that we are living, but actually we're dead.
Right.
But of course, this comes from the living one that's within us. This is why he's the seven spirits.
Amen.
He says he had the seven spirits so that we would be intensely living.
Amen.
So we're not in ourselves, we're in him who has the seven spirits. And he's the seven stars so that we'd be intensely shining.
Amen.
And so I think this is, and then also second, incompleteness. You know, he's not only the Alpha, but he's the Omega.
Yeah.
And the Reformation was just the beginning of justification by faith, but, you know, we wash our hands, we get justified by faith, but we need to continue eating.
Yeah.
We need to continue being saved day by day and organically saved.
Yeah.
Actually, we need this kind of completion, and this is something, these are the two things we should take note, deadness and incompleteness.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I understand why God, you know,
hit
the desk. Oh, I'm sorry.
How about from here on? Let's two people can stand, so we're ready. We're like the bullets are loaded and guns.
And this portion of Revelation 3:3 indicates that Christ is the one who will come as a thief to steal away his treasure, his precious secrets. A thief comes to steal precious things at an unknown time. And we need to be a treasure in the eyes of the Lord. We need to be precious by being mature so that he will come and take us secretly. Only those who are matured in life and transformed in their soul will be precious enough for the Lord to steal. As long as we are untransformed, we can be assured that the thief will never come to visit us. Further down it says, "What therefore? For you do not know on what day the Lord comes." Amen. So, since he is coming as a thief, we must be watchful.
Amen.
Amen. Now I understand why God hated death more than sin. Because for sinner, God still have a chance. But for that person, God will never have chance.
Wow.
So that's why we can't be dead. We have to, even if we're not that perfect, but we still need to be living.
Mm-hmm.
And on the one hand, I think living is a reflection of our daily life.
Yes.
We can, you know, like a daily life where we're a dead person, we don't touch the Lord, and suddenly on the Lord's day, we resurrected. No, we are full of, you know, energy. It's
right.
Just like a show, it's a superficial. But on the other hand, you can't always think about yourself. Okay, think about your failure. Okay, how weak you are. How less you contact the Lord. If you always think so, you will be dead all the way down. So we should forget about our failure, our dad, you know, history.
Mm-hmm.
We should be living at this moment.
Amen.
Yeah, we always have chance at this very moment.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I was touched by the same point in this morning revival, is that deadness is more serious than just sin. And I think Peter is a great example in the Bible. You know, we like to pick on Peter a lot in the ministry because he always makes mistakes. But he was living, right? He was a person that was always, he was very active, maybe sometimes going ahead of the Lord, but at least he was active and living. And this allowed the Lord to shine on him. If we're just complacent and like our brother said, right, we're just sitting in the meeting and we're just sitting there and, you know, because we're afraid to make mistakes or whatever, then the Lord doesn't have the opportunity to shine on us. So this is, it's so important that we would realize, you know, it's important to be living. And yes, to be living, a lot of times we make mistakes, and a lot of times we will be wrong. Like, I think, where's Eric? Oh, Eric's on where Eric went. Oh, he's in that boat. But Eric shared yesterday, right? He said he's been enjoying, like, you know, serving on the campus, and he's like, oh, I probably made a lot of mistakes when I was, like, talking to the students. I think said things, and I realized, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that. But, you know, he would rather be livingly wrong than dead wrong, right? So it's good to just be before the Lord and continue to be living. And sometimes we might be too much, and the Lord will be like, oh, you know, shouldn't have done that. But at least you're living. But when you're dead, nothing happens. The Lord can't shine on you. You're not doing anything. You're just sitting there. And you're just full of deadness, and it's just a horrible situation. So I was just so touched that we just need to continue to be living. You know, even when certain things happen to us, and we might get knocked down, we feel like we're dead, but we just say, oh Lord, you are the living one in me.
Amen.
We just turn to our spirit, and we just instantly, you know, instantly we can turn to our spirit. We don't have to agree with the deadness in our being. We don't have to agree with any of the dead thoughts that Satan puts in our mind. We just have to stand with our spirit and just overcome with our spirit.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to be continuously living.
Amen.
But not just living our time. We need to be continuously, intensively living and active.
Amen.
So really enjoy that. To be living is not to participate in a lot of outside activities.
Amen.
To be living is full of the sense of life.
Amen.
It's full of the consciousness in our spirit.
Amen.
So we see that in the church in Sardis, they are the reformed church. But in the eyes of the Lord, they are dead.
Right.
So this is really a reminder to us. The teaching studies, they care for the formality, but they don't have the life. Oh Lord Jesus. And in my impression, many times I would just think, oh, if a brother, he speak a lot in the proximity, the brother is living. Or if the brother preaches the gospel, he know a lot of truth, like just as I shared. The teaching studies, they know a lot of the knowledge of the Bible,
yeah.
But this is your dad.
Right.
So we may preach the gospel, but we may preach the gospel in a dead way.
Right.
We may prophesy in the meeting, but we may prophesy in a dead way.
Right.
So we really need to come to the source of the life.
Yeah.
Like Sister shared, we need to pay the price.
Yeah.
Pay the price daily to endure the Lord.
Yeah.
And let the seven spirits to search us.
Yeah.
Oh Lord Jesus,
amen.
Let the sun start to shine in us,
yes.
To make us intensively living.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, cause us such a longing in us.
Amen.
Lord, make us living and active.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I appreciate on Nefa. Is that many times I ask the brothers and sister why they do not function in the meeting. Often they are required to ask the priest of making a mistake. I think this is so true. Like a lot of time, I don't want to prophesy at the lost prophesying meeting because of like I'm afraid what I say is a wrong one. What if this is not what the Lord wants? And then what if the way I interpret it is wrong? But then the sister was telling me was like every verse, everybody has a different experience. So the way you interpret it is never wrong. It's like it's just based on different experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just appreciate that, like, the more mistake you make, the better it is. So if you're afraid of making any mistake, it's like the brother was saying, like, oh, you will just be dead because you're so afraid of making any step, so you just stand there, you're not doing anything. But then it was like, I just appreciate that we are living, we want to be livingly wrong rather than dead right, because
yes.
The dead one is not making any mistake.
Right.
And the Lord wants a living vessel, He never wants a dead vessel. That vessel is not useful for Him.
Sure. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm very encouraged by, you know, various fellowships. And also, I think we'll talk about a topic which is maybe too profound for the, newcomers, you know, those kind of church too big. So I'm kind of narrowed down to real, you know, life examples, you know. God created human beings, and we human beings have a deep need. So we cannot be too lonely. I mean, being too lonely is going to be a big problem. And also, we need to, when we come together, we need to, like, to accept, because God created each person unique. So, we kind of need to learn how do we face, I mean, different things, different views. So one thing we learn is we need to calmly express, you know, what is my view of this, and then you may not accept it, but I can express what I think, and then you can consider whether you know you accept it or not, right? So on the other hand, the person who receives the advice also need to have a decent heart. Okay, you know, she or he says this, I believe it's out of love to me, because we all, ultimately, we all need to come before the Lord, right? And then, you know, maybe it's very different from my point of view. So but I say, okay, I understand what you mean. So we at least we have to listen. We have the calmness to listen what the other person says. Mm-hmm. So that's a great skill. You know, sometimes we're just in a full speed doing something, but then the person says a totally different thing. It's not so easy. So that's the real life. We need God, right? Mm-hmm. So we turn to the Lord. And sometimes in reality it happens not so smooth, because just the people get to fight each other then, you know, everybody stays so fast. Still, we need to come back to the Lord, you know, and then, you know, we still try to listen or understand what each other is. So, all these things we learn together, so we are living. We are not dead. So, we are living. We are not dead. Amen.
There's a line in an American play you're probably very familiar with, and the line is, dying is easy, young man, living is harder. And I never really got that. I was like, oh, okay. It's very poetic. But then I realized, actually, that's really true. Because to die, it's just, you don't do anything. You're just in action, right? And to live, you have to move. You have to do something to live. And so I was considering the matter of preciousness before the Lord's eyes, because in the Morning Bible material, it's about how it's the mature ones who will be precious to the Lord, and those are the ones who the Lord will come and to visit and to steal away. And then, and even the brother going to, you know, exhort us, you know, you consider, ask yourself, are you precious, right? Are you precious enough? Is there enough preciousness in your being? And so actually, the matter of preciousness, or the matter of maturity, the matter of our choosing the non-default. And so by default, we're dead. Because when we fell, or man fell, death was what actually was put into our being. And so actually, everything that is not, right, in our spirit, which is life, in our regenerated spirit, in the transformed parts of our being, that's all just death. It's not a matter of just the good thing or the bad thing or the right thing or the wrong thing. It's either just life or death. And that's something that I'm still learning every day. And so actually to be mature, or to go on unto maturity, or to open up the Lord for him to work this out in us, is to actually just choose life. And to choose life is actually to choose everything that's against what we want. And so, I don't know, when you wake up in the morning and the first thing you want to do is just like lie down a bit more, or not call the Lord, or just to groan and to moan, you're choosing death, right? Because that's not life. When you have the option to spend some time in the Word, or to, you know, mindlessly, I got a coloring book recently from Barnes & Noble and Clearings, and I was just like, why am I coloring? This is such a waste of time, but it's so relaxing. Anyway, that's, you know, there's not to say that coloring is bad, but there is an option that will give me life and an option that may not give me life, right? One thing that, I guess in the end of it all, I was kind of wondering, Lord, how am I going to ever get over my laziness to choose life when dying is so much easier than living? Mm-hmm. And then I was out of context, though, in Philippians 1:6, in day 3, the verse was, being confident in this very thing, that he who has begun in you a good work will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. So even though I may feel like my progress recently has been slow, our God is a God of completion, right? Amen. And so, even though till now he hasn't seen that completion in the progression of all the churches in these tribes, but he will complete what he has started in us. Right. He will complete what he has started. Anyway, amen.
Amen.
I enjoy the same point, that we need to be a treasure in the eyes of the Lord. I keep thinking, like, to be a treasure, to be precious to the Lord is like, Outwardly, I'm really living. Outwardly, I'm expressing the Lord. I'm always in a church life, always so spiritual. But actually, it is not what the Lord desires. He desires not only a name that is living, but inwardly that we are living. And here in the message, it says that, therefore, we need to be those who are matured in life and transformed in our soul. So this talks about our walk. I just enjoy that our reward is also a walk with the Lord, because it's white garments. We're living and walking with the Lord. And so today we need to practice walking with the Lord. And practically, how do we do this? It's that we turn to our spirit, which is the mingled spirit. And this week, I just really like trying to be reminded to turn to my spirit, because my spirit is life. And nothing else is life except my spirit. And so to be precious to the Lord, not only are we outwardly expressing the Lord, but inwardly we have a value. And this value is that we are turning to our spirit. We are full of life. And our only source is Christ himself.
Yes.
And so I enjoy the verse in day one saying that you did not choose me in John 15:16. It says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I said you that you should go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. So I just really touched that it is everything in the Lord. Everything that we do is in the Lord, in the Father, in his name. So I just enjoy, this is our Christian living. We need to walk and we need to choose the Lord. We go forth and we ask the Father everything in his, in the Son's name.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. I was talking to a brother from California that tells me, the church might not be ready, but it's so great that they are, and all, every church, they are overcomers. And we are very overcomers, right? Now, as you, as I said for the last time, this refers to the system. You have to read the Bible very carefully. Very, very carefully. It says here, I know your work. It says, Clement and Charles are his right. It says, he who has the Spirit of God. It says, I know your work and that you have a name, that you are living and you are dead. But look at the second verse. It says, become watchful and establish the thing which should remain. So for the Lord, they are sound. Yes, they are going to be watchful for the thing that remain. So, because I've been in the Protestant church and the Presbyterian for 5 years, and many of my brothers there already went with the Lord. You know, they keep the things that remain. And also, it says, and 3:4 says, but you have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled the garment, and they will walk with me and white because they are worthy. So, we're not talking about people, of course, the saints, those Protestant churches, but we're talking about the system. And when we talk, when the Lord talks about we are dead, it's because a group of people like Sister Cher have formed this, right? Domination. But these people, because of pride, have been controlling this. It's here the thing, the biggest thing is, the biggest sin that the Lord hates the most is pride. Sometimes, that's what the problems have been all over history. Because of pride, there have been wars, churches open here, separating one from the other one, they become a denomination, Protestant, Presbyterian, that. So this is one thing we have to be very careful. It's not the people. I have a lot of brothers still share with them. They're Presbyterian, they're from the other denomination. I share with them. So this is what we have to do. We have to pray for those brothers to be able to see what we have seen.
Okay.
To pray for them. Share with them. Show them Christ when we speak. Show them. Let them see what Christ sees. Let them speak what Christ speak, right?
Yeah.
Amen. So praise the Lord for this. It's the system we have to pray for the about.
That's right.
Well, for me, this topic is very confusing because I'm new. And, yeah, and so I didn't get to read beforehand, probably like all of you guys got to. But anyways, like when I approach reading the Bible, I usually read the beginning and I also read the end. And as you guys have talked about the overcomers, right? That's one of the reasons why I read the end of the Bible more so. Because I really want to know who the overcomers were. Yeah, I just want to know what was the end goal so I could avoid the temptation they might have seen or avoid the problems they might have had.
Right.
And so that's one of the hardest parts for me, is because I don't know where to start. And especially when you guys bring up specific examples, it's like, wow, how'd you guys know out of, you know, the people that were, for example, in Sardis that you just mentioned, how did you know those particular people had something important to say? You know, how do you know those people were not just part of the system, but actually were living in spirit and not dead, right? And, like, the concept of death is, of course, confusing to me, too, because, like, I understand, you know, usually when you're dead, there's no way you can come back alive unless without, you're resurrected through Christ, of course. Right? So that concept was confusing to me. But, anyways, I just wanted to share my thoughts since I didn't know it fully. I didn't know it at all, I should say. Yeah, besides what you guys have said. And I'm really grateful for your words and your fellowship.
Amen. There are a lot of brothers and a lot of saints in the Protestant church who live Christ.
Yeah.
They express Christ sometimes more than anyone.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? So this is, it's the system that we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. The system that's controlling all of this.
Right. To me, this is very sobering. I mean, the verse here, it says, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are living, yet you are dead. This is a serious matter, brothers and sisters. You know, the Lord, when He sees us, He recognizes we might do a lot of things for Him.
Right.
We might read the Bible. We might serve with the children.
Amen.
We might serve on so many Levitical things.
Amen.
We might preach the gospel. Even on the Lord's Day, we could speak. But if we do everything void of the Spirit, it gives no life.
Amen.
Rather, it's very clear from 2 Corinthians 3, we're just giving letter. And the saints are not fed. And so this is why the antidote to the degradation in the church of Sardis can be seen by this person, Christ.
Amen.
Who is what? The seventh Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
In Revelation, we have this picture that the Spirit has been sevenfold intensified.
Amen.
And we need to turn to such a Spirit.
Amen.
So that we can become what? Intensely living.
Amen.
And intensely shining.
Amen.
Oh, may the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
That we don't spend the rest of our lives just doing things.
Amen.
Dead works.
Right.
And then when the Lord comes and we see that He's coming as what? A thief. What does a thief do? Steals precious things. A thief is not going to your home to steal your garbage. He will steal your most precious things. And so we need to be watchful. How? We need to be watchful that we will not just be in dead works. The only way for us to become precious is to turn to the Spirit.
Amen.
It's to gain Christ as life.
Amen.
You know, Daniel, he was referred to as a man of preciousness.
Amen.
May we all become such men.
Amen.
That when the Lord looks upon us, He sees Samuel, man of preciousness.
Amen.
We need more life.
Amen.
We need to become those who are living and not dead.
Amen.
Amen.
Was very much reminded by Brother's journey is the source of life is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter over you speak, you not speak. Because some brothers and sisters, they are very quiet in many, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a matter of you speak or you not speak, but it's a matter of whether you speak with Christ or you not speak with Christ.
Amen.
That's only different. Even you don't speak, people still can feel Christ, is it? Even you speak, people should feel Christ is there. So it's not a matter of already who we are, what we did, is whether we have Christ with us. And if we have Christ, people can tell very differently. Because only Christ is a living one. And to practice whether we are in Christ or not is, it's not just reading the Bible, it's not just, it's in everything we did. it's not just reading Bible, you pray or you call on the name. As in our daily life, everything we did, like we go to school, we go to do our job, we do live our life, do we touch the Christ or not? And yes, we always have to repent and confess to God that, Lord, I didn't spend that much time with you. But God will forgive us. But the only thing we have to continue to try every day to touch Him and to have Him infuse us more and more in our daily life. So it's not just like, oh, I have to read the Bible with Christ. No, we do everything in Christ. Our living, our eating, our taking a shower, everything could be in Christ. It's not just, you know, and then you can, I mean, I always heard people say, and brothers saying, you know, you can go to the movie, watching the movie, if you think you can go there with Christ. And if you don't think you can go there with Christ, then don't go. Because it just brings death to you. But you, if you have full of Christ, and then the, you have peace with you, go see a movie. If you have, you still can live it. That's the only problem we have. We, in Christ, I mean, in Bible, didn't say you can do this or not do this. Bible didn't give us a rule, a set of rules saying, don't do this, do this. There's no such thing. So when people say, what Christian did? We did everything. But we did everything with Christ.
Amen.
If nothing you did prevent you have Christ, and don't do it. Because you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
And time is the most valuable thing.
Amen.
Right? Because you only have, God only said, like, you live 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. God knows how long you said, right? But within this 60 year, God only see, like, you only have 20 minutes with me. That's, your value is only 20 minutes. Right? That's, He's going to charge you, right? That's,
yeah.
We all know. It's not like, I don't have to remind you, but I have to remind myself. That, you know, God sees your life every day. You only have 5 minutes with Him? That is 5 minutes. But 5 minutes with 70 years, you know, you can time it. So that's how God, you know, when we go there, see, you know, one day we're going to see God. That's how He's going to see us, how valuable we are, right? So it's a time, how you spend your time. If you do something, you can gain Christ, go ahead, do it. Go ski, do soccer, do football, sport.
Basketball.
Yeah, basketball. If you can gain Christ. But if you cannot, you just live it in your flesh, don't do it because meaningless in God's eyes. In that day, it's not going to count it for us. Right? So, doesn't matter it's a dead or, it's a matter of dead or living, but the most important is Christ.
Amen. So the Revelation 3:4 says, you have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments. So without with this message, my first concept about defile their garments is about the sin. But here it says defile of one's garment means particularly to stain them with deadness. So it's mentioned on deadness, not just a sin. So I just feel that sometimes we have a practical, we practice the church life. We read the Bible, we have morning revival, go to each meeting, have a service in the churches. But sometimes it's that we are not living
into
all these things. We just feel, for me, sometimes I read the Bible in the morning, it's just, I did this thing, I have a morning revival today. So, but a lot of time, I know I was not reading in the spirit. Sometimes I read and I thought about other things I need to do. So all this, or maybe we come to each meeting, we just sit there, and it looks like we came here, we have a church life, but in fact, we are dead. So we really need to pray on the sevenfold intensified spirit,
yes.
Strengthen us into the inner man,
yeah.
So we can have all this, all this thing. It's not the religious duty, but we are living as we are.
Yes.
We love the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
I also enjoyed this week that, you know, God is after the church that is intensely living and intensely shining.
Mm-hmm.
And as Lam says, you have so many churches in the in Revelation 2 and 3. But, you know, the goal of a Lam is that it will shine.
Right.
It has to be shining. Yes. Or else you miss the purpose of the lampstand.
Right.
But to shine and to be intensely shining, there has to be a fuel. I think someone shared, Carolyn shared, I think. In order for us to be intensely shining, we have to enjoy and touch the dispensing of the intensely shining sevenfold intensified spirit.
Amen.
Oh Lord, that was wordy, but you got my point. Seven, more spirit,
yeah.
Okay? More shining.
Yeah.
And more spirit, more life.
Yeah.
On the other hand, knowledge pops up, letter kills, right? But spirit gives life.
Amen.
So our focus in the church life today, as we've seen this week, oh, we must be exercised.
Amen.
Even pay the price.
Amen.
To touch life by
Amen.
Touching the spirit.
Amen.
And I appreciate it, you know, the church in Sardis, they were actually very good. They stood up against the Roman Catholic Church. They reacted. They were one with God and what God's doing. They were instrumental in God's move. But they're seeing, even a good seeing, a seeing from God through the work of God, eventually, without life, turns into work of man. And what you see is the mingling or the union between the Reformed Church, right? A work of God and the state church, which is the work of man. And this is really a warning to us. Again, I was touched again by that verse. Chuck brought it up, you know. Knowledge, letter kills. Letter kills. I believe the Reformed Church had very good seeing and revelation of the justification by faith. But even that seeing, or that knowledge, you know, eventually, if we do not pay attention to life, that knowledge kills us.
Right.
And brings us into a state of degradation.
Right.
That you have the name of a living, yet you're dead inwardly. So, we need to pay attention to life, to the spirit, so that we are not being, we will not be distracted by anything.
Right.
And I was actually touched by what Rob shared, you know. In the recovery, we have many truths. We have a lot of revelation. But do those revelation and truth, do they bring us back to life? Do they give us and help us gain more life? Or do they become knowledge and letter to us? In which we will even, you know, actually, our knowledge can kill other things if we do not use it in a proper way. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May we pay attention to life.
Amen.
And this matter of life, I just want to bring up lastly, is not just once for all, right? We know that when we were saved, when we were regenerated, we're justified.
Right.
We have this life.
Right.
And in fact, in Luke 15, we see that we've been put on the robe, outwardly, which is the subjective righteousness of Christ. We're being put on. We met God's requirement. But we do not stay there. Oh, this matter of touching life is a daily matter. It's a very, very, it touches, I was very convicted, it touches our daily lives. Like Sister Mia shared, a lot of saints shared, you know, fundamentally, we wake up in the morning. Do we choose life?
Yeah.
It is a choice. It's up to us.
Yeah.
Even when we come to the Word, do we let it stay as knowledge and letter to us? Or do we aspire and exercise to find life in the Word?
Amen.
Not just for ourselves. You know, we see that in Revelation. The Spirit is intensely living to produce the church.
Yeah.
It's for God's move.
Yeah.
So that He can come back.
Amen.
Is to be one with what God is doing.
Amen.
So today, when we live our daily lives, when we exercise to put on the second garment, which is the subjective righteousness of Christ, in Revelation it says that the wedding garment is the righteousness righteousness. Sorry, plural.
Right.
I don't know how to say righteousness.
Righteousness.
You get my point. I'm sorry, I cannot say that word, but it is not just the righteousness of God which that we believe.
Right.
It's the righteousness of acts that we exercise and carry out in our daily living.
Right.
Which is gaining more of Christ, enjoying Christ as our righteousness, and living it out. You know, so, oh Lord,
amen.
We touch His life daily,
amen.
From the moment we wake up until we end our day,
amen.
Day by day,
amen.
We will pay attention to this life,
amen.
So that, you know, we will live in a church life. We'll be the church that truly shines forth Christ.
Amen.
That will really be the one that that will bring the Lord back.
Amen.
Maybe we can just end with some prayers.
Yeah. I can make some specific prayers for Sister Patty, Sister Nancy, who are sick right now. And our prayers will come as well.
I actually have feel like to make some announcement. But before that, I feel, I don't know I'm right or wrong, I feel we have some sisters. Inside is pretty living one. Still want to share something.
So
sorry, I didn't know he was conclusion. Okay, so so I was really touched.
So Brian didn't give him like 2 minutes.
But I think I do think for us brothers, if we do conclusion, I think it would be better for us to let the saints know.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, I'm going to conclude. Anyone else want to share?
I was really touched by the matter of being living or being in death, and how like death is more defiling before God and sin. And I was thinking how like if whenever I sin, like I would be convicted. But if I'm like sitting dead in a meeting, that doesn't really affect me. I'm like, oh, that's okay. Like it doesn't really affect anybody else, right?
Yeah.
But to God, this is a serious matter because He's really looking for a living bride.
Yeah.
And so we all need to be living, functioning members.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 So one announcement, but this actually, this supposed to be announced next week. But I feel, you know, this today we can know it first because. The church in Peace Getaway this year, we will enter into 4 spiritual book ministry book. So 1 book per quarter, and the first book we are going to enter into is called The Knowledge of Life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know, actually for the Lord to recover His church, we see actually in the very early last century. You know, the Lord actually recovered the revelation of life through the brethren in the truth. And that's He prepared, you know, the church in Philadelphia. One aspect for Him to prepare. So I feel since we touched this this week, I will encourage, you know, all of us, we enter this book, The Knowledge of Life. So if, of course, they're online available, but we'll encourage you to get a hard copy. So if you're willing to have a hard copy, you can go to the book room and tell the serving center you will order a one. Okay, that's amen.
So we don't have any currently like on show.
They're gonna order.
No, but yeah, they will could be coming very soon.
Oh, come quick, so.
Yeah, within 1 week. So if you order, you will get that next week.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we want you to clothe us in white garments.
Amen.
And walk with you every day of our life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we ask you for this sister who has were sick, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, put your mercy on them, Lord.
Amen.
Give them the peace so they can family can overcome all these tribulations, Lord.
Amen.
Give them the strength to be able to see you more.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, your mercy is so great, Lord.
Amen.
Give our life to you, Lord.
Amen.
direct us and guide us every day of our life, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Well, Lord, we want to be living.
Yeah.
We want to know how to live.
Yeah.
We want to be living for you to be your bride.
Amen.
We want to be worthy enough for you to steal.
Amen.
Make us precious.
Amen.
Oh, make us worthy for you to steal.
Amen.
Lord, you're coming as a thief.
Amen.
Oh, make us living and mature.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You become a bride to match you.
Amen.
Yes. Make us ready.
Amen.
Oh, make us precious for you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, let's be living.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Living,
Amen.
Form yourself into us,
Amen.
Our source, Lord,
Amen.
To every day.
Remind
us each day our unique need is life.
Amen.
He is touching you,
Amen.
Touching life, the true ones you can steal,
Amen.
The watchful ones,
Amen.
And you can give to our sisters,
Yes.
They are our sufferers,
Amen.
And also add more life to them.
Add life to them.
Amen.
Lord, you need the situation to gain you,
Amen.
To gain the maturity,
Amen.
Lord, that they would become precious in your eyes.
Amen.
Lord, they would be examples to us.
Amen.
Oh, through these tough situations,
Amen.
Be full of life,
Amen.
And be leaning on you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Make us living as they are.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Resurrection power, cure them.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, oh please bless their life.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we also call from the bottom of our hearts, make us living.
Amen.
Precious,
Amen.
Healed by you.
Amen.
And Lord, continue to draw us.
Amen.
Draw us each day.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for going through the process.
Amen.
The process to equip us.
Amen.
Equip us to be precious.
Yes.
Lord, thank you that we just need to be living and be precious to you.
Amen.
Lord, we're meant to be living.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we're meant to be precious.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Help us, oh, grow unto maturity.
Amen.
Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Since you love us so much,
Amen.
We will continue living in you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, please give us the strength to speak.
Amen.
Lord, please bless our brothers and sisters with good health.
Amen.
Lord, please bless us, most of all, great spiritual life from you, Lord.
Amen.
Let us be that vessel for you.
Amen.
Grow inside of us.
Amen.
Take us, please. Please allow us to be something worthy of stealing.
Amen.
Amen. We also pray for the college students.
Yeah.
It can be the expression, testimony in the school to others.
Yeah.
It will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
We want to be a living testimony.
Yeah.
This upcoming week.
Yeah.
We continue to pursue you.
Yeah.
Check on us.
Yeah.
Spirit.
Yeah.
We need you.
Yeah.
If you're able to help next week for the food service, maybe we could stay back and then Brother Sergio can give us a little direction, what time we need to be here, and what we'll be cooking, things like that. So if you could stay here, so next Lord's Day, I'm assuming we're not meeting.
Hey,
8:30. You're able to be here by 8:30 and don't be late. Because if you're late, it carries into the meeting and it really...
Yeah. We want out most of the saints to be at the meeting at 10. And that's what we're gonna work on this, doing more organized. I know I've been breaking a lot of the law because I live far away.
Yeah.
So listen, I told my kids we're going to be here early. So we're going to be here. Yes.
Amen.
Lord help us. But we want most of them be at the meeting at 10. So probably about 4 saints are going to stay on the front line cooking. Well, I might stay with them or maybe I could... Whatever. So that's what we can coordinate. So, but we need help for the preparation, the cutting, all that.
Right. So I think you said 12, right? How many people do you need?
Yeah, at least 12 for the cutting. We can do the cutting quick. So at 10 o'clock, most saints will go to the meeting.
We will appreciate.
I would like to be a part of that, but I won't be here next week because there's a church in Antigua, sister.
Yeah.
She passed with the same thing, cancer that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go.
Yeah, we got to pray for all of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so sad. I can't even believe that she's not there anymore.
Yeah.
It is.
Keep them in the prayers.
Yeah.
Keep
Amen.
Them in the prayers. Amen.
So let's dismiss for lunch and then just kind of let's sit down for 10 minutes if you plan on being
yeah.
here in the morning.
Yeah.
If not.
You could be listening.
Yeah.
No. If you're not able to make it in the morning, you can be dismissed. If you are able, let's just stay. Let's make this quick though so we can.
Yeah, if you cannot, you can still participate in the service, you know, for cleaning and also distribute the food. That will start around 11:45.
Mm-hmm. Right, and also it's recommended that people who come in the morning, mm-hmm. so we have separate team to do the after cooking cleaning. After cooking cleaning is also a big job. So, but if we do together, we all feel living. If we do a few, we will feel dead.
Amen.
Even the other people won't feel good.
Amen.
Oh, okay.
So.
So you
want to
do a
short
correction?
Huh?
Want to do a
short
correction?
Oh, wait, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know Brother Sai is going to be Brother Sai. He's going to be in the front line, right?
Because you're good with the walk.
Okay, so we have, we're we all going to be in the cutting and preparation. Brian. Brian, right? You going to be also?
I won't be able to.
You won't? Oh, yeah. Okay, you want to be in the preparation?
Yeah.
Oh, amen. Amen. Yeah, okay, great.
I should be able to.
Okay, well, the rice, you need the rice?
The rice.
Okay, the rice. Are you going to be?
Yeah, we'll check with you.
Oh, we're going to go with
you? Yeah, we'll be here
soon. For the cutting? Okay, good. Okay. So you just got to be very careful in cutting, because we're going to do some cutting, and, you know, we're going to have to be very careful. Okay? Remember the fingers. I don't know. I suggest, I don't know if you agree. I suggest chicken teriyaki. Latin style. I don't know.
Oh, I love chicken.
I mean, somebody have another idea?
Huh?
We're right. Yeah, you can do the right. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's do the right. Yeah. I think it's faster. I think it's faster. But with the walk, it's very easy and fast to cook.
Okay.
So I don't know if you have another suggestion.
No, it's good.
I think that's good. I do have a suggestion how do you think.
if you tell us what kind of ingredient you need, actually we can purchase earlier here, so we can get everything ready when you come, then we'll start.
Okay,
because Shepherd just mentioned to me, he will be able to, if you specify what kind of thing you need. Yeah.
One thing that I noticed as I was sharing earlier is that you know there are different kind of food, right? So there's a budget. Brother Wayne told me about 200, right? For 150, I don't know how many it's going to be. Now, one thing that I noticed, I've been talking to all the brothers, the chemists, or the brother Mohanke, and this is going on, a lot of disease is coming, cancer is coming, right? Into the church now. Because according to a doctor, this doctor was sharing about it, he said that the more healthy people in the church are the Christians. I mean, not in the church, in the world are mostly Christians because we have the peace of the Lord, right? We have the peace of the Lord, right? So, but what happened now, the enemy have introduced, with the 8 years of Obama, right? Introduces this artificial food, which is not created by the Lord. It's created by man. It's like cloning food. The seeds have been patented also. So this is all over now. It's everywhere. It's introduced in the church life too. I mean, in the church. So this is why we have to be very careful what we eat. Okay. So I feel like we are going, last time I put a lot of, mostly were natural and organic, and was under budget and 200. So it was good. So I have an advantage before, because I live in PA. We live in PA to get things a little cheaper. PA, we get things a little cheaper. Peppers, meat, and everything. So that's why it's budget. So I'm going to get the ingredients, get them from over there mostly, which are cheaper at the same time, and then we can prepare. We need red peppers, some onions, we need garlic, we need chicken, of course.
That's okay. So you will take care of the ingredients.
I gave the receipt to the brother.
Yeah.
So
I think last time we mentioned that there was not quite enough food for everybody. So I think the chicken teriyaki is a great idea because you can kind of survive
the pasta that we make last time.
There was enough food, but I think Shepherd or somebody mentioned to me there wasn't enough meat in the
meat. No, what happened is this. This is what happened. I was meeting with Brother Wayne. Brother Wayne told me, I asked him how many pastas we need. He said one box, we need to get at least for six people. He told me like about one box is only for, it's for about five, six people. I said, really? One box is for about three people, he told me. So I figured out with the man, I said, wow, so we need a lot of pasta. And then later on when we made the food, Sister Judy told me, he told us, well, Brother Wayne and I, no, brother, it's not three. One, it actually, you know, it's five. Yeah, so we made a lot of pasta. I had to make a lot of pasta because Brother Wayne told me that we need a lot of pasta. So it was we had leftovers for a lot of pasta, right? Like about two big trays of pasta. So that was the error that now I know how much we had. Actually, Sister Judy knew exactly. She told me how much.
Sister Judy,
I mean, I think the main thing is just have enough food for everybody, and like for the teriyaki chicken, I think it's a great idea because it seems relatively simple. Cut it up, put it in the wok, you don't have to stir fry everything. So basically, to feed about 160 people, we need about 40 pounds of chicken.
Well, that's what I use.
Okay.
I did use 40
pounds. It's just that if you buy 40 pounds of organic chicken.
No, I didn't buy it. It wasn't organic. No, that would be expensive. That would be too much.
Because there's no GMO chickens.
Yeah, I did.
It's only.
I bought the natural from Wegmans. I spoke to the manager, and actually, you know, everything now is feeding seeds that are organic. You know, animals are eating actually in a way.
I'd rather do the less meat, but it's organic. Yeah, that's my
point. Yeah.
More meat than.
So we will buy. I will buy from Wegmans the type which is pure meat. Right.
Yeah,
I think
it's fine.
So, yeah.
So,
I try to buy.
We will just
okay.
Follow.
Amen. So we just pray about
come here at 8:30. That's the biggest thing.
8:30. Okay. Next week on Sunday, 8:30.
And then in the morning, he can give us direction how to cook it.
And instead of for the meat, do we have to do anything in preparation, like the night before to marinate it?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So that's why we
intend
to.
Yeah. Okay. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, saints.
Okay.
I'm just hoping that it won't be a complete blowout.
It's super hard to get every single one of them. Now, where are you at? I'm doing it. You're in our group.
Oliva y el otro es el de avocado, this is the research. Esos tres yo no uso más nada. Los demás, esos aceites que están allí, esos es veneno. Eso te lleva con el tiempo.
Sí, bueno, o sea, yo estoy leyendo acerca de eso y Canadá no acepta el mismo. Entonces yo compro un poco de
el aceite de coco tiene la llave de los diferentes lugares, de receptores, como una, todos los receptores. El aceite de coco es un canal para que los nutrients lleguen a los receptores. Entonces, y el aceite de coco vale $20, comprando un aceite de coco. Ese aceite se encima ni engorda, no engorda porque ese aceite que lleva los nutrients. Entonces, no puede, es imposible que, o sea, lo que te quiero decir es que el cuerpo absorbe el aceite de coco. Hay algunos que no les gusta, por eso yo solo combino con el aguacate. Mi marido no le gusta el aceite de coco, pero sin embargo, cuando yo le preparo sus platanitos, no le importa. O sea, yo hice mis tostones con aceite de coco, si quieren bien, si no, no coman nada. Pero mira, no queda ni un tostón queda cuando miro con los tostones, ¿no? Pero se complain de la aceite de coco.
Estamos tratando, hermano, yo estoy hablando con los hermanos de vamos a tratar de tener unos perros porque tenemos que cuidar a los hermanos. y sea por lo menos cuando estamos en lugar. Entonces poco a poco vamos a llegar.
Poco a poco, hermano, porque mira, poco a poco.
Eso es la educación.
La cuestión de educación.
Sí, educación.
La cuestión de que cada cual tiene que ser educado en esa área y hasta que tú mira, hasta que no te caiga.
No, yo me caí mucho, por muchos años estuve porque no entendí, como dije yo, a veces. Pero ahora que como saludar lo orgánico, es uno cambia, es diferente.
Pero la gente joven, y aún la gente vieja, si tú no creas conciencia, si tú dices, ay, yo soy alérgico a aquello, soy alérgico a lo otro, mis nenes tienen alergia, y no saben por qué.
Sí, es verdad. El enemigo se ha introducido ahora en
nosotros. Yo, lo que pasa es que yo no como, yo no voy a mi casa a comer. Mi marido no va a ser como a las 7.
Thank you.
Next week. Oh, the cake. Is that good? Can I smell it?
Do you want it?
Caramel? Caramel
cake? I can't finish it. I'm looking to do this bar for next week.
center.